Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. Dave and Darren, Friday mornings, we catch up with our guy, Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. Check him out at rcreader.com and follow him on Twitter. Throw out the Twitter hashtag. Not the hashtag. You're at Mike Schultz now, right?
Absolutely.
At Mike Schultz now. You can get sometimes his thoughts on a movie seconds after he's seen it.
Sometimes seconds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never during.
No. Oh, no, no, no. Nah.
That would drive.
Right.
That's bad policy.
It just is, you know? Show some respect, people.
So I have a feeling we just need to kind of go over what you saw quickly. 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave is incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's just as devastating as you've heard. And it's, but an easy sit. Not an easy sit.
Oh, it was easy to watch.
It was easy
to
watch.
Ate a lot of popcorn.
It's not, but it's...
What's everyone complaining about?
It's beautifully acted. It's beautifully shot. I love it. Yeah. It's amazing.
Is it Best Picture? It's certainly going to be nominated. Is it going to win, you think?
Too early to say, I think. Gravity's going to be a big force.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be between those two, I think.
Which of the two is better?
Personally,
put you on the spot.
I thought 12 Years a Slave was, because Gravity at the end of the day, I mean, it's astonishing to look at, but script-wise, it's so-so. It's fine, and it gets a little heavy-handed for me by the end, and Clooney drives me crazy. So overall, 12 Years a Slave, but we'll see.
And then you also saw
The Best Man Holiday.
Yeah.
Yes. So you guys were pretty right. There was a mid-film dance sequence where all the guys don leather tuxes and hats and do a little number for the ladies. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of romantic turmoil and a lot of, Terrence Howard just being awfully stoned. And but it did have a lot more fatal disease than I expected. One of the characters, about a third of the way in, you learn that one of the characters is dying. And so now we've got that to contend with. So there's a lot of
tears.
Way
to ruin the holidays.
Really was kind of a bummer.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
The whole thing is it's kind of phony in a sitcom-y way, but good Lord, those are talented people. Jeez, I mean, that's a crazy good cast, and they are awfully good. And I was thinking about this, too. I mean, you can't – I'm trying to imagine, like, a Caucasian cast of, like, mid-30s actors being this overtly emotional and praying to God and, you know, and really – it's sincere
and
as
being
hell.
Believable.
It's like a good Tyler Perry movie, you know? It's like a really good, strong – moving movie in many ways, but it's not something you could imagine with a white cast at all. It's interesting. Yeah. I was thrilled, but man, you get Taye Diggs, you get Regina King, and you get Morris Chestnut, and that's a crazy good cast. So I had a good time.
Yeah,
I really
so,
did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I recognize its faults, and I don't care about them that much.
Three movies opening in the Quad Cities this week. I've got clips for two of them. The one I don't is the Matthew McConaughey as the cowboy with
Dallas
AIDS.
Dallas Buyers Club, yes. Matthew McConaughey is set in 1986, and he's a straight guy in Texas who gets AIDS and then starts in kind of an underground...
Is this based on a real thing? Or?
Yeah, I believe so.
Right on.
I'm pretty sure that it is.
Yeah. We also have Catching Fire, which is the new Hunger Games movie.
And you liked the first one a lot.
A lot, yeah. I really did.
Are there three of these or four of these?
There are three books. There are going to be four movies. It's the way we go now. It's the
and
way we roll.
This is number two.
And this is number two, yeah.
Catching Fire, the sequel to The Hunger Games, is in theaters. Jennifer Lawrence is back as Katniss, who is forced to play in The Hunger Games again in what's called the Quarter Quell, which happens every 25 years and brings back winners from previous games. In the last Hunger Games, Katniss inadvertently inspired the districts to rebel against the totalitarian government, so now the president wants her dead. Donald Sutherland is that president. Josh Hutcherson is back as Peeta. Liam Hemsworth is back as Gale. You got Elizabeth Banks, Woody Harrelson, Lenny Kravitz all back. Here's a scene. There's a bunch of new people, too. Philip Seymour Hoffman's in this.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright, Amanda Plummer.
Right.
Jenna Malone.
Here's a scene where the victors go to a party at the Capitol. It's Catching Fire, and this is in theaters today.
The presidential palace, the party of the year. Eyes bright, chins up, smiles on. I'm talking to you, Katniss. Now, there'll be photographers, interviews. Everyone will be here to celebrate you, my victors. Breathe it all in, children. This is all for you.
It's cozy.
Attitude. Come, come.
That's like the happiest clip you could have possibly played.
Well,
yeah. That just sounds delightful. What an upbeat film.
So she wins the first time, and now she's got to do it again?
Oh, yeah. They're going to make her do it,
make her
she
do it until she gets killed.
What a gem, right? That seems pretty crappy.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Also opening today, we've got a new Vince Vaughn comedy.
Delivery Man. Where he's somehow the father of hundreds of kids?
Vince Vaughn is a former sperm donor who finds out he's fathered 533 kids after a group of them sue to find out his identity. So he tries to get to know some of the kids without revealing who he really is.
Uh-oh. Mayhem.
Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother plays his pregnant girlfriend who doesn't think he can even be a good dad to her baby. Well, how does he win? Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation is his best friend. In this scene, Vince Vaughn finds out that one of his kids, the 533 kids, is a pro basketball player. It's Delivery Man, and it's in theaters today.
David is a guy that works with his brothers and with his father in the family business, and they work in a meat company, and he's...
Oh, wait, that's
no,
just...
That doesn't sound right at all.
That's an explanation of things.
That's just... No, this is supposed to be a scene.
Well, it didn't sound like one.
That's just him talking. That's just stupid Vince Vaughn talking. No one wants to hear you and your tired face. Let's try this one.
David is a guy that works with his...
Just get a good night's sleep.
Oh, rip off!
That's terrible.
David is a guy that works
with... Oh, what are you doing to us?
His brothers and...
Well, enjoy.
Okay. I will now give you what I think is a scene... From Delivery Man.
Oh,
I will be playing the role. No, I will be playing the role of Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
One of my kids is a pro basketball player. Can you believe it? We got 2 more hours of this, folks. Settle in tight. Everyone get comfortable. I've got 533 kids to meet.
It's going
to
be a long
one. One of them's a baker. But I can't cook. Get comfortable, kids. 2 more hours of this movie. That's Delivery Man in theaters today.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, he just takes every stupid high-concept thing he can, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He just, what else is he going to... Yeah, like we said.
What else is he going to do?
Yeah.
Who else will hire him?
Yeah, well, the fact that they're putting this out the same weekend as Hunger Games leads you to believe that...
That they just don't care.
They know what they got, right? Right? Well, we'll find out. This could be Mike's favorite movie of the year. We don't know.
We don't know.
Could be a shocker.
Things have happened.
Off you go to the Hunger Games and Delivery Man.
Yeah, I won't see you guys next week, right?
No, we will not be here.
Okay.
So,
happy Thanksgiving to you.
Absolutely, to you as well.